Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on jihad. An Anas radiyallahu anhu anna fatam min aslam qala ya Rasulallah inni uridul ghazwa wa laysa ma'ya ma atajahazu bihi qala i'ti fulanan fa innahu qad kana tajahaza fa marida. An Anas radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu, he says that a youth, a young boy from the tribe of Aslam, from the Banu Aslam tribe, he said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to go out in jihad, but I don't have anything to equip myself with. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, go to such and such a person. He has prepared, he has made all the preparations to go out, but just before he could go out, he fell sick, he fell ill. So now he is not able to go out, but he has made the preparations to go out. So go to such and such a person. فَأَتَاهُ فَقَالْ So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that فَأَتَاهُ فَقَالْ إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يُقْرِئُكَ السَّلَامُ Go and tell that person that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving salams for him. وَيَقُولْ أَعْطِنِ الَّذِي تَجَهَزْتَ بِهِ And tell him that give me that equipment, the necessary means. Yeah, it doesn't only mean equipment. It means the necessary means to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were poor people. Sometimes it would mean taking grain with them, taking food with them, taking whatever little they could take, whatever they had, that was taking with them. So go and tell him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that give me those things that you have prepared to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال يا فلانا أعطيه الذي كنت تجهزت به So this person went and he did that what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him. He went and gave him salam. And he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give me these things that you have prepared to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now this person, he was not well. He tells his wife, he instructs his wife, this person who is not well, he instructs his wife. That he tells her that give him those things that I prepared, all the preparations I made and all those things I got ready to go out with, give it to him. وَلَا تَحْبِسِي عَنْهُ شَيْئًا And don't hold one single item back. Everything that I prepare to go out, give every single thing out to this person. Give everything. Don't even hold one thing back. فَوَاللَّهِ لَا تَحْبِسِي مِنْهُ شَيْئًا فَيُبَارَكُ لَكِ فِيهِ Because I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you would hold anything from him, you will not be blessed in that thing that you hold back. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sending a message, then give this person, doesn't matter what it is, give him everything. If you hold back one item, you're not going to have barakah in that item. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give this person that item. So here it teaches us something. And look at that yaqeen that sahaba had, that despite their needs, despite their wants, despite their desires, that when it came to going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first lesson we learned from this youngster, he didn't hold back. He didn't have the means, but his heart was such, his desire was such, is that I also want to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So despite not having the means, they didn't use that as an excuse to sit back and to hold back. They still wanted to go. And the person that all made that preparations and got everything ready, can you imagine how much preparations he must have made to get? Because jihad was something they would go out for a long period of time. Didn't have like aeroplanes like us, we just fly and we go. So they go out for a long period of time and they return after, and sometimes they don't even know whether they're going to return. So you can imagine how many things they may take with them. So what? And these were would make up things that were very, very valuable to them. Yeah, he said, don't hold back anything. Whatever I got prepared, give it to him. So this also teaches us what a heart we must have. And that yaqeen that we have, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, do something, and we want to do something opposite, and automatically the barakat is taken out from that action which we think we are doing good in, but we are actually doing the opposite. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بعث إلى بني لحيان فقال لينبعث من كل رجلين أحدهما والأجر بينهما رواه مسلم هذا أبو سعيد خدي رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent an order to the Banu Lihyan. He sent a command to the Banu Lihyan, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, for every two men from amongst them, one should go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the reward will be shared between the two. So between every two men of the tribe, one should go out, but the reward will be shared between the two. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَهُ And in another riwayat is mentioned, لِيَخْرُجْ مِنْ كُلِّ رَجُلَيْنِ رَجُلٍ That from every two men, one man should come out. ثُمَّ قَالَ لِلْقَائِدِ then it was told specifically to that person remaining behind. This was the heart that Sahaba had. Everyone wanted to go out. Now you are told that you must remain behind. How will you feel? And so Sahaba, they naturally, you know, won't feel happy like us. No, we got a chance to stay behind. We didn't have to go out. They would get sad. So it was told to that person that is remaining behind, that person that is staying behind, أَيُّكُمْ خَلَفَ الْخَارِجِ فِي أَهْلِهِ وَمَالِهِ بِخَيْرِ كَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ نِصْفِ أَجْرِ الْخَارِجِ. That whichever one of you remains behind and he takes care of the wealth and the family of those that are going out, the wealth and the property of those that are going out, the family and the property of the one who goes out will receive half the reward of the one who goes out. So don't think that you are not going out, that you are not getting reward. You are getting the reward of half of those that are going out. Ulama explain what is meant. Ibn al-Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi explains that half of the total reward. In other words, this person who is going out is getting the reward. This person that is staying back and taking care of the property and the family is getting half of the total reward. So they both are getting equal reward. One for the person, the reward for the person that is going out, and the reward for the person that is remaining behind. From these hadiths we see that heart that Sahaba had. The hadith also tomorrow that we'll do tomorrow, we find that this desire that Sahaba had, it doesn't matter what happens, doesn't matter what my financial position is, that how I can put the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forward, how can akhirat be something that is a reality to me. They had it in front of them, it was as though they could see akhirat. Everything they did, it was as though they seeing this as a big picture in front of them, right in front of them, that this is Jannat and this is the reward, this is Jahannam and this is the punishment. So these were the things that motivated it, motivated them. It wasn't wealth and it wasn't the love of the dunya that caused them to stay behind and caused them to be carried away, but rather it was akhirat. So continuously we should also have this in front of us. Remind ourselves that every day that is passing, we are going closer towards akhirat. And the only thing that we're going to take with us in that, the only thing that we're going to take with us in the qabr and take with us in akhirat is those good actions that we did in this world. So therefore, every chance we get, every opportunity we get, we should see how we are doing good actions. It should never be a time and it should never be such that we are not doing anything good. And the next thing that we should see is our love and our muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day our love is increasing. When you love someone, then you don't ask questions. You just do things. You'll do things without asking any questions. Like an example of a person who loves his wife, he'll buy for her a bouquet of roses, a bouquet of flowers, or he'll buy for her jewelry. He won't ask her that, you know what, this bouquet of flowers, after a few days they're gonna get dry, they're gonna disintegrate. What's the point of spending all that money on the flowers? Because he got that genuine love for her, he'll go out of his way and he'll buy the flowers and he'll give her. Or sometimes the person will buy expensive jewelry because the wife had asked for it to make her happy. He'll take that jewelry and he'll present it to her, or he'll buy it and give it to her. So this is out of the love that he has. So when a person has the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he won't ask, why do I have to wake up so early in the morning for fajr? Why do I have to wake up for tahajjud? Why do I have to make zikr? Why do I have to read? He won't ask these things. On his own, he'll be motivated. Why? This makes my Allah Pak happy, so it makes me happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to have this quality. That which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must please us. And those things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should also displease us. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.